What's up? Boom, boom. Kikiriki. Hot. I just came from outside, so it's really hot. Uchi dake ni naru kedo. Konnichiwa. Hello. Konnichiwa, Washington, everybody. Please chat on YouTube. Had to pause streaming ego. Ego. XOXO ego. Kikeriki. Konnichiwa, what's up? Konnichiwa, Watson, Amelia. Why is this phone making sounds? Why is it making brum brum brum? Is it because you guys are throwing reaction emotes? Do it again. Do it. Throw a reaction emote. Let me test this for science. It will take only seconds. Right? I mean on Twitter space, by the way, not on YouTube. Enfield, yeah, I need to log in onto Enfield. I need to log in on Enfield. Okay, now it's not making that sound now. I don't know why it was making that sound. Now it's just gone. Okie dokie. Hi, everybody. Can I say that in many different ways, the people here are obsessed with me. I was talking to the massage lady just now, and she's so nice. And she's from Indonesia. The lady that massaged me a few days ago was from Thailand, so I told her about going to Thailand, and we had lots of nice chats. And the Indonesia lady, when I heard she was from Indonesia, I was like, oh my god, I have so many friends here. Like, all my best friends are from Indonesia. I love Indonesia. And I say, terima kasih. Next time I say, tonjok, tonjok. Or if she massages me, I can say, oh, tonjok, please. Tonjok lima kali. Yeah. But there's also a lot of, like, local people. But the massage place seems to be mostly, like, ladies from outside of Maldives. And then in the restaurant, it's like a lot of locals and like Indians and Sri Lanka people. And then overall, the staff are mostly locals from what I can tell. Pretty thing. I didn't pay attention so much to everybody's nationalities when I came to the Maldives before, but this time I'm like chatting people up, and I was just like really curious about how they live life here. So okay, I thought this was really interesting, so I'm gonna tell you this as my first tangent. I don't want to use up all my tangents in this Twitter space, that would be a waste, but this is one for the Twitter space. So I had this massage. I'm still making blum, blum. I had this massage from the Thai lady. And she was so nice. And she was so good at massaging me, but also she was killing me. Thanks for that. So I asked her how long she's been there, and she said 1.5 years. And I asked her like where she's from. She says Thailand. I asked her how often she goes back, and she said in these 1.5 years she hasn't gotten to go back yet. But yeah, she wants to soon if she can. And what did she say? I asked her. Let me look at my notes. I have lots of notes. Oh yeah, I was curious, like I know all these staff, they live on the island because they can't just keep on coming in and back. It's like too expensive and too much of a hassle. So she told me she has a little room that's like shared with another worker. So it seems like most of them have sharing rooms. And because I was thinking, when she's not working and when she has a day off, what does she do? What do the people here do? Like, because people like me or you guys, we have hobbies like just playing games on the computer or whatever, right? Or I don't fucking know. What do we even do when we have time? But I just thought, you know, I wonder what they do here. And she said, yeah, they don't really have anything besides a bed in their rooms. And it's like, maybe not allowed, but it's like, it sounded like she just, it's not really common or easy to have your own things. Like, I think she said she doesn't even have a table. It's like just beds, which. It's a bit concerning, but that means like you can't just have a computer. I asked her, does anybody like have a computer? And she's like, no. And that's like, okay, for me that's just so surreal because like in my environment, everybody has a computer or stuff like that. So I'm guessing like if anything, they'll just be on their phones and can maybe play games on their phones or whatever. But it kind of makes sense. But at the same time, it's like these people, some of them work here for years. Computer, not everybody's so fucking nerdy like we are. But I was like, and I was like, what do you do then? And she's like, well, no, work, eat, sleep, you know? なんかここに働いてる人ってここで、ここの島に住むんだよね。で、部屋が。なんか、ルームシェアみたいな感じで、ベッドしかなくて、机さえもなくて、なんか、暇な時に何してるんだろうと思って、パソコンとかあったりするって聞いたら、いや、全くそういうものは一切なくて。Yeah, I don't know, that was kind of fascinating to me. And then I asked her, or actually, she told me. I don't know. She just told me freely. I was surprised she was so open about it, but she told me her salary. And I think it's probably a good salary compared to like when considering that I think Maldives overall probably has lower salaries than like Austria or America or like Western countries. But she gets $500 per month, but she doesn't have to pay rent. You know, she lives on a paradise island on a in a shared room. If whether or not that's like good or bad, they get used to the paradise island, so it's not even that special to them anymore, right? I don't know how they share the tips. I don't know how they do that. That probably really depends on the person. But like she told me, like she has family. She has a son in Thailand and a mother, and she sends all the money back to their family. So I'm guessing like there's a lot of people who do that probably. They work here for a few years or so, and they just work here to make money for their family. And I was just getting a henna tattoo by an Indian lady. She said she's been working here, like also part of the spa team, and she's been working here also for like 5 years apparently, so that's pretty long. And she should have a similar salary, I think. But she also has her husband and her family in India. And so I didn't ask her that directly, but I'm guessing she's also sending the money back. And she said, however, that she goes back to India every 4 months, but she's been there for 5 years, separated from her husband. So I'm assuming like the only reason to be doing such a lifestyle is to make good money because you can't make as good money in your original country. Yeah. I'm inked up. No, but I think $500 when you don't have any other expenses, seemingly. I mean, you can't even get yourself a computer. Like, what are you gonna be spending it on, right? That's what I was thinking. What do you spend your money on if you earn that money and you don't have to pay rent? So it seems like it's not about earning money to like buy nice things for yourself. It's just to, take care of your family. Yeah. Interesting, but they're all so fucking nice. They're so fucking nice. They're all so nice. I love these people. It's like every time in the Maldives, the staff are just incredibly nice. 本当にみんな優しいんだよ、マジで。ここのスタッフさん。他のリゾートでもそう思ったんだけど、必ずみんな優しい。で、モルディブ人も多いけど、なんかスパみたいなところでは、なんかタイとか、の人が多いし、あと、レストランのシェフは、モルディブの人とか、インドとか、そっち系の人たちがいる。でもみんな本当に最高にいい人。Money only for basic necessities. Yeah, I don't even think they have any expenses. Now, there's this lifeguard early on, and so we got really friendly, and we were like, I don't know, he seems to have a lot of time on his hands. So, like, he gives people a lot of advice on the beach, like, yeah, you can see turtles here, maybe, and there, this is a good spot, and so on. Really, really, really nice dude. And he was like offering to me and Raden to like show us around a little bit, like in the best snorkel spots around the area. And he's a local, so he told me that he has a house on a local island near the main island. So I'm just wondering like how people live here, so I'm studying everything, I'm taking notes. So yeah, on his off days he flies back and they get a staff discount. I now know what the staff pay for the seaplanes. By the way, back and forth to most resorts is like $500 to go to the resort and back in total per person. 500 to, well, it can be like 400 to 800 depending on the distance, I guess, but it's like usually around 500 to 600, I think. And yeah, they get to fly for $45. So I'm thinking, so you can fly for cheaper. I see how it is. Yeah, I'm on an anthropology mission. I just think it's super interesting to figure out how life is so different from here, how we live so differently in our, yeah, me first world environment. I don't know, is Maldives considered wait, what do you call it? Do you call it second world? Huh? Third world, eh? Wait, what do you call it? I mean, I'm kind of guessing it's not, so to say, first world, right? Cultural study. Yeah, they overcharge. They certainly overcharge for everything. They know that they have a great business here. They know they have an awesome country with awesome, beautiful oceans and beaches. And they know that they're going down in about 80 years. So they gotta save money now so that once Maldives is all eaten up by the ocean, they can go move to another fucking country. I need to talk to someone here about that. I wonder what they think, well, what their thoughts are about that. Because I think about it every night. It keeps me up at night that the Maldives is gone in 80 years or 70. Yeah, Maldives is a country, yeah. モルディブってなんか2100年ありにはもう消えてるって、消えてるはずって聞いた？みんな知ってる？いなくなるよ、もう完全に。海がいっぱいで。何もかもがなくなるんだよ。ホテルのさ、ビルの 建物のゴミとかってどうなるんだろうなって、そういう変なことも気になってるよ、私。なんか、片付けるのかな？片付けなさそうだけど。I'm still wondering, like, are people, like, shouldn't Maldives, like, if they, because the Maldives is, like, pretty serious about their beautiful oceans, right? And they want to keep their own oceans clean. They're, like, really serious about that. So how far does that go when your whole country goes under? I would think they have some, like, kind of environmental promise. Like every time somebody wants to buy an island and build a hotel on it, I would hope that there's something, an environmental contract with the government or so, where the hotel business maybe promises and commits to eventually cleaning up the whole hotel, get rid of the whole buildings before it gets eaten up by the ocean. So just that there's not millions of hotel resorts in the middle of the ocean being like, you know, becoming ancient wrecks. You're looking at me like as if that's unlikely. My brother does humanitarian work in an island nation, and if it's anything like what he described, the older people don't believe it, and the younger people don't know that much that it's really. But Google says so, and I'm pretty sure that's real. Like, I know you shouldn't believe everything Google tells you, but I'm pretty sure that's like for real. More structure for fish. True, I guess. I mean, it can be like reefs. Yeah, but no, bro, that's like still so much fucking trash. You can't do that. These kind of ruins are actually good for coral. Is that the master plan? Maybe that's the real reason all of these resorts are being built, to regrow corals in the ocean. Maybe that's how far their love for the ocean and its cleanliness and the fish really goes. いや、気になるな。いろいろ気になるな。人生って面白いんだな。Sadly, a lot of people only think as far as how much money can I make in the next 10 years. No, but a fucking government should be like thinking about that a little bit harder. So long as they got the buildings, what does that mean? You got everything that's inside, but leave the structures? That's so insane. Imagine like in 200 years from now, people would maybe goes like, I mean, I can't imagine people actually really going snorkeling there when there's no land anymore, but I mean, it sounds like an interesting treasure hunt. Just go on a trip from the nearest land to the ex Maldives and dive and find all these old fucking resorts down there. That's crazy. And I mean, if we're completely flooded by 2100, then by 2200, I mean, it's not gonna be that deep. It's still gonna be pretty shallow, right? You could just go snorkeling. You don't have to go diving. Yeah. So, shipwrecks, cool, but next is hotel wrecks. I'm so fascinated. So yeah, I got a henna tattoo. It's drying up. I wonder, I think it's been 15 minutes. They said to like peel it off or wash it off when it's time. Yeah, you can peel it off. Ooh. So many details though. Let me try. Ooh. I was just like having my second breakfast. 朝ごはん今日2回食べた。Ooh, nice. Pretty. I'm peeling millions of little dots off. Looks nice. Having a second breakfast, a small one, and then the massage lady. came to me, the nice Indonesian lady. She was like, oh, we're doing henna tattoos right now. Do you want to give it a try? I'm like, for free? She's like, yeah. And you know, I mean, most of you guys probably didn't really understand most of what we were talking about in the other Twitter space. But we talked about like us having lunch. And the spa people, all the staff, they came to lunch and were like starting to massage people for free for like 15 minutes. They keep on going around doing things. I didn't realize they would do more than just like offer these free massages. But they do a lot of beauty stuff, beauty related stuff too, I guess. So this time they came over to promote this is not really, I guess, there's no henna workshop where you have to pay for it, I think, so. But just in general, they have a bunch of, like, you know, manicures, cures, so maybe in a way it's promoting the spa for a little time there. Yeah. I talked to the lady about having another massage, and they have like a special deal for a massage on your departure day. But I was like, I want to do it because it's actually a relatively decent price compared to the other things they have. But I don't know right now when my flight is going, but I was like, maybe it's too early to get a massage, because when you leave this island, they usually make you leave quite a bit in advance, so that nothing can go wrong. And sometimes, you know, the weather fucks up things, and then the seaplane can't fly, so you have to be like really, really careful. Understandable that they make you fly really early. So then I can't get that massage, right? So she was like, because like normally that's only on the departure day. And she was like, for you, we'll do it on the eve before. I'm like, oh, I love you. I'm like, terima kasih. Did your neck ever get better? Oh, the pinched nerve? Yeah, it took a while, but it went away. I mean, besides the constant chronic pain I have in my neck. Yeah. Okay. Alright, I got a good chunk, but there's still more that I have to peel off. It's my first time getting a henna tattoo. Yippee. Apparently it washes off already in like 3 days. I thought it would stay longer, actually. Especially maybe with the seawater, it will go off faster. I don't know. So anyway, I was thinking about the diving license, and I was hesitating earlier in my trip because it is it seems a little bit insanely expensive. Then I hesitated a lot. So I don't think I'm gonna do it. And that stays for weeks. That's what I thought. She said 3 days. Maybe it's the seawater. Like, maybe they know with the seawater it goes off even faster. Anyway, I'm gonna do parasailing instead. It's also expensive, but it's a bit more reasonable compared to what it would cost elsewhere. I don't surf. That'd be sick if I did. さっきね、なんか変なのタトゥーを、なんかナチュラルなタトゥーを、あの、書いてもらった。かわいい。それ今、ちょっと、 綺麗にしてる。 Yeah. So I'm gonna attempt. I'm gonna go parasailing. Also, so I'm actually alone now. And was like, how am I gonna put sunscreen? That's like the only problem. One of the only problems that I'm worried about in terms of traveling on my own, going to the beach on my own, how do I put sunscreen on my back properly? And I mean, it's a simple thing. Just wear a swimsuit, like a rash guard that covers the back. Easy. Why do I make it so complicated? And so I bought an overpriced rash guard here. It's not super cute, but whatever. The massage lady can do it. Now, when I was yapping at her when we were having small talk, I was like, yeah, I'm alone now. My only problem with that is I don't know how to put sunscreen on my back. And she was like, just ask any of these staff. And I'm like, I don't know, that's kind of embarrassing. I don't wanna like creep them out. I mean, they're all so nice. And as I said, I feel like some people are obsessed with me here. I swear there's like one staff guy who has a crush on me. Don't worry about it, but it's cute. It's cute. All good though. I'm just being chill. Yeah. Oh boy. I'm like, I was telling the girls, I was like, I think this guy has like is like a developed crush for me, and they're like, are you sure? Like he's nice to all of us, and then the next day he's like literally asking for my WhatsApp number. And I'm like, chotto hazukashi. I mean, I didn't say it in Japanese, but I can read signals, okay? I know when someone's giving that vibe. Potential staff discount. That guy has nothing he can discount me for. No. Don't worry, it's all chill. Really sweet. It's cute. It's like a little children's crush.早起きじゃない。今日はそうだね。She gets this all the time. No. No, not really. Not really. Also, I don't want to like be mean because I mean, I feel like probably for every person who makes that kind of step, it takes them some courage, and I respect that. And it's like a compliment to me, so I take it as a sweet compliment. But I don't see a point in, like, realistically, what's the point? What's the point of, like, even in theory, exchanging numbers? Not that I ever fucking exchange numbers with anybody. I am so. I'm saying this on Valentine's Day. How depressing. I am so cat focused. The thing is, I might come back to the Maldives, but I ain't coming back to this island. I always go to a different place. My island pen pal. Nay. I don't read. No, but in theory, pen pal things, like that kind of thing is cute. Very sweet, very endearing to like have a pen pal, the idea of it. Oh yeah, but like because it's Valentine's, they have this cute strawberry and whatever berry, all kinds of berry-based things at the breakfast buffet. And they have a discount in the shop. So it was a bit cheaper to buy that rash guard that was overpriced. And I got a magnet. Magnet was decent price. So some things are decent priced, I would say. What do you think about like paying, I don't know, 230, 240 bucks to see sharks and eels in a very crowded environment, like almost like a stampede? It felt like a stampede. Because I didn't expect that environment. Because from a different resort that I went to, there was, first of all, there were like daily free excursions, like snorkeling excursions, where you get on a boat and there's some other people from other villas. You get on a boat, and I mean, they don't go all the way out to see sharks with you, but they go to a really nice reef that's like maybe 10 minutes away with the boat, or 15 or 20 minutes, I don't know. And then it's really just that group. But the place we went to, we drove with the boat for like 40 minutes. And then I thought it would just be us, but we arrived and there was like 10 different speedboats all in this one area around a floating platform in the middle of the ocean, although there were some big islands quite in view, not too far. It was like a hangout spot where seemingly every day lots of groups of people from nearby islands and resorts, they all go to this spot because they know at this platform, this floating platform, there's a guy that feeds sharks. And it's like this attraction. I wonder how much they pay him to like, get in on the fun. But there's like so many people there, and they're all kind of insane because like we were briefed by our guides to not touch the sharks. When a shark touches you, well, whatever, but you don't go out of your way to touch the sharks. Keep your hands to yourself. Keep them as fists, ideally. Don't reach out for them. But yeah, keep them as fists because even when these nursing sharks are friendly, if you reach out your hand with your fingertips like stretched out, they might mistake your fingers for food. And then num 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 num. You don't wanna have that happen. So keep your arms to yourself, keep them in fists and all that. So they briefed us on all that. And I already noticed some people on the boat weren't listening. I was telling my girls, I was translating for them, but I noticed other tourists on the boat weren't listening. And then I was like snorkeling, I was looking down into the water, I was looking at the sharks, taking some videos. And then one of our group's people right next to me, she's like reaching out her hand as much as she could with spread apart fingertips going straight towards the sharks. And I was like, bitch, oh my fucking God. I mean, she genuinely didn't understand and didn't listen, but like not just not listen, but also she wouldn't even have understood. They didn't seem to speak any English at all. But yeah, common sense, I don't know, maybe they felt it was too safe because the sharks were not attacking the humans, obviously, but it was kind of chaotic. Like not just that girl, but there were so many people, and like partially I feel like this is almost unavoidable, but like our guides and some of the other groups, a lot of them didn't have it, but our guides, we had like these rescue what's it called, tubes, those red orange colored donuts. Fucking hell, I don't know what it's called, to hold on to, and they told us to just like constantly hold on to it, don't swim off on your own, let me see that your hand is always on there. They were super super secure, like they were taking it serious. Life preservers, life rings, yeah. And we were doing that, but like, it was like five people on the one pretty small donut. And we had like three of them, like we were separated into like three groups, and it was just kind of fucking crowded with us. And then the waves and everything, and the people around you, like it's so tight because everybody wants to get really close. But then even when you try to not get close, you end up like floating towards the sharks, and then before you know it, you're fucking in the middle of them. And it's like then it's hard to get back out because behind you there's people, in front of you there's sharks, next to you there's sharks and people, and it's all so close that you're literally touching the sharks and the people. You have fins in your face sometimes. And when you move your fins, you feel like you're in someone's face, or you're not sure. Maybe your fins, if you try to move around, are kicking a shark. You don't want to risk that. And make them aggressive. Like, at least I was being careful about it. I don't know if the others maybe didn't care so much, I feel like. But I was trying to be very, very careful, and not stupid. Like, some tourists seemed honestly so stupid. It did feel claustrophobic, like in a way more interesting sense, not just being in a small room, but like you're in a small crowded space with sharks. That's like a whole nother level. Like that's way beyond claustrophobia. Like I would normally not be claustrophobic, but like a stampede with sharks and stingrays. Yeah, that's also they were also like right around us. I saw a stingray like floating through, I don't know if it was Lyrica and Laden or Lyrica and Loboko or Laden and Loboko, I don't know, but like between the tail just floating through them, like they were close together, and I don't know how that even happened. I just saw the tail in the end, and I was like, "What the fuck?" And I look up and I look at the one of our guards, and he was like, he also just saw that, and he was like, "Ah, it went right through your friends," and I'm like, "Yeah, ha, is that not dangerous?" And he's like, "Oh no." I'm like, "Isn't it a stingray?" He's like, "Yeah." Oh, okay. What the fuck? What the fuck? Are we sure those were stingrays? The rays sound more dangerous than the sharks, but I don't know. Maybe he just didn't. Maybe it wasn't a stingray, but he said it was. Maybe he used the wrong word. Is it dangerous frog? No, but I was talking a lot to the lifeguard because of this whole insanity. I was like staying close to the lifeguard and just following his instructions because many of the other tourists were not following their instructions. So I thought I was surely gonna make him happy by following their instructions. They eventually also noticed that I'm fine on my own, so they let me take off my life vest because they made us all put on life vests. And before we jumped off the boat, like, oh, if you're like really confident in swimming, you don't have to wear it. But I still was like, well, I'm just gonna keep it on. But I know it's a bit annoying to wear the life vest. Like, it's a bit more obstructive. Obtrusive? I don't know. But I kept it on. But like later they were like, you can take it off. And I'm like, yeah, you know what? Thank you. Because it's really annoying me. It's like actually giving me a harder time to stay away from the sharks. It's making me less flexible. And then he also let me just take off on my own a little bit. He was like, yeah, you're fine. You seem to follow orders and be mature and responsible. You go ahead and swim around a little bit if you want. And so the coolest thing though was actually like the whole stampede moment was so surreal. It was fucking awesome to see the sharks and the stingrays. But I don't know how to explain this. There's like something so unnatural about it that throws me off, like having so many in one place. Like, how to say, like, I think I prefer a more natural experience rather than like a really forced and chaotic experience. Like I think I prefer just like snorkeling around and seeing one random shark or one random eel instead of 50 of them all in one place fighting for food. And me wondering if somebody's gonna get eaten, like a finger, from like misstepping in the water. It's just a, like, all just felt insane. Yeah, like all of it felt so unnatural. Like, what's happening? It's fucking awesome though. It was a really cool once in a lifetime experience, but I then prefer like more calm, natural encounters. So anyway, like, we were in the water. We could have been in the water for like an hour around the sharks, but the feeding kind of calmed down eventually and the groups were leaving. So overall, the whole atmosphere finally calmed down. We were still around though, because it seems like we kind of arrived pretty late to the party. And yeah, I want something more authentic. I went to Shark McDonald's, yeah. What would a drop of blood do in that water? Apparently, no problemo. But yeah, so eventually one of the guards was like, hey, how about we go swim over there? Because there was like a little shipwreck. And I was like, hell yeah, we just was getting a little bit sick of the sharks anyway. So we like swam away, like me and like five tourists that are like a family together. And I was like pulling the life preserver while this family was hanging on to it, and he was pulling it, and I was like snorkeling ahead. But every time I was still responsible. Every once in a while I looked up and looked back and checked if they're still close by. I don't want to worry the guard, and I don't want to worry myself. But then, yeah, they were like, the sharks and the eels were kind of leaving, so I watched them leave and lower in the water, and I saw lots of feces, and it was like it was in the middle of the ocean, but it was still like pretty shallow in some spaces, and then there was like a shelf break and it went a little bit lower, but still not very low. Like, I could still see the bottom. It was like a little bit foggy down there, not foggy, but like blurry, you know, but still kind of visible. And I swam and I swam, and then there was this little shipwreck, and it looked like a pretty old boat, and not like a modern type of boat. It looked a little bit more like a cheap-ish, probably like not for fun boat, but more like a working boat. Misty murky, yeah, that's right. My Witcher sense. It was already, yeah, of course. But so I saw, like, when I looked into the water, I saw this like long string of ropes, several thick ropes going straight down, and then there was like an anchor, I guess. I didn't really clearly see an anchor, but it was like somehow anchored up in the sand. And yeah, the ropes went all the way up, and then there was the boat, and it was like flipped over. And so I asked the guide, and he said that this boat flipped over from a storm like 15 years ago, and it's been here ever since. Yeah. And I thought that was fascinating. And there were some fish that were kind of like swimming in and out, not too many, but yeah, and a shit ton of barnacles. Yeah, and if I had the fucking courage, this is next level, I need to get on this fucking level, but if I had the courage to actually, like, dive down, I tried it for 1 second yesterday, but I can't stop my breath for so long. He was offering me, he was like, yeah, you go ahead, you go free dive, and I'm like, I can't. I know I'm obviously capable of swimming. You can tell. You can tell that I am responsible and a skilled swimmer. And you let me go here and there, but you're expecting a little bit too much from me. I'm not going down there, but he went down there. He checked out the backside, the inside of the boat. Yeah. I thought that's sick. I wish I could go there. I wish I could do that. Put doors for oxygen. Even then, I can't even really push myself down. I'm sure there's like a proper way to do it. The lifeguard was also trying to teach me before. Yeah. I liked diving when I was a child, but at some point I completely forgot how my body has to do it, and I lost all confidence in it. Yeah, sad, but yeah. More water. I'm yapping so much. Ooh. Actually, what's it called? The shipwreck I saw alone, because at that point in time, Ririka and Raden already went back to the boat. Like, Raden went first because she was feeling sick after like 15 or 20 minutes, which is plenty anyway, honestly. There's nothing new happening. It's just the fucking sharks fighting over the food in masses. But yeah, she went first, and then Lilika followed a little bit later, and then Rubuko went to the boat, but then she came back in and chilled. Rubuko was like, really chilling. No, but Raden was so happy about it regardless. She saw plenty and she was so happy. And yeah, so I actually went to the reef alone, because in the moment when they were offering us to go to the not the reef, the shipwreck, it was in the very moment where Rubuko was gone for a moment, I think, and the others were already in the boat. So I'm the only one who got to see that, but I thought it was almost more cool than the sharks. Because I felt like the passage of time. I felt it there, and I thought, oh, that's so cool. I mean, this is not even the craziest, coolest shipwreck ever, obviously. And it's such a natural or common occurrence in the ocean, probably, but I just never saw that before. I thought that was more natural than the sharks all gathering in one spot. And that's the thing, like, I was so oblivious, not oblivious, but I just didn't know. Compared to my other trips to the Maldives, I expected a more private, quiet experience. I didn't think it would be like such a fucking chaotic party with other tourists from other islands. That this one specific spot that Ding Four will be the one. What makes that the one spot, I wonder? What is there that they know this is where they need to go? I was thinking and thinking, and then yeah, when we were there, I was like, oh, there's a guy feeding them there every day. Wait, I was out for a moment. Fuck. Which part did you miss? I was just saying that I was wondering during the whole boat ride how they know to go to a specific place. Like, what makes this one place in the middle of the ocean 30 minutes with a boat? What makes this place the one place? And turns out, yeah, okay. There's a guy feeding them. Makes sense. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but some people, We're definitely going way too dangerously close. But some people were doing it on purpose, and sometimes it just happens because of the, just floating around and people pushing the water and therefore pushing you. But yeah, I'm just pissed off that the guides, they're like giving instructions, and then the other tourists in their boat didn't even care to understand. I swear, in the boat, I was the only one listening and looking at them while they were giving instructions. And I explained it to my group, but like like you could at least try to understand, like show that you're attempting to understand, but these tourists, they were like looking down on their phones or whatever and not replying when, being asked something. It's so frustrating. And just today, when I was like scrolling through social media, I saw a video from like this diving instructor. He was like he was instructing a group of divers. I think it was a diving license course or whatever, and they were with sharks, like a lot of sharks, and apparently he gave them instructions several times to not touch the sharks. We were also told that to not touch the sharks, to not reach out for them, and to not like jump at them. And these ladies in the video did it over and over and over and over again, and the diving instructor was so pissed off. So I think it's like really a serious thing if you don't fuck around like that. Bruh, even if sharks are more friendly than people might think, don't tempt them. プロの指示にね、疑ってほしいけど、疑わない観光客がいっぱいいて、ちょっとムカついた。気をつけろ、マジで。なめんなよ。Don't need to tell me twice. For real, me too. I was like, you know, very confident about snorkeling, but I'm taking this stuff seriously. I don't want to tempt nature. Was there a liability waiver? Yeah. なめんなよ。自然を。サメは思うより優しいかもしれないけど、だからといってなめるものではない。でもそういう人が結構いたんだよな。Yeah. And the funny thing in that video was that they were all in diving gear, so they were like geared up with like gloves too. And when the diving instructor asked them, why the fuck do you keep on reaching out for the sharks? They said, I want to know what it feels like. With gloves? You're not gonna know what it feels like anyway because you're wearing gloves, bitch. But yeah, that's just the video I saw. Some people are so dumb. crazy. Oh, by the way, I was curious. I was like asking one of the like buggy drivers, the golf cart drivers. By the way, we don't drive them ourselves. We're being driven. I was asking one of the drivers if there's ever other people like me who are just alone in the Maldives on an island like this. And he said, yeah, just like last week we had someone stay for a whole week, a lady from Australia. And I was like feeling connected to her, even though I never met her, even though she wasn't at the island at the same time as me. I felt this telepathic connection, and then it vindicated me. I felt a little bit more like maybe I'm not a fucking weirdo, because I do feel like I'm a weirdo. Like, it's just couples and families here. Yeah, could have been me. Could have been me. Well, it is me. I feel a little bit less like a weirdo. I'm not the only one who feels like going to the Maldives on their own. My soulmate. I wish I had her number. And I was thinking, I don't know if that makes any sense. And it just becomes a vacation together. But I could go on a vacation, on a solo vacation with another solo vacationer. And we both have a solo vacation. We have separate, like, villas, I suppose, for example. But maybe we would assist each other in rubbing sunscreen on each other's backs. Like anything that you feel like you're lacking of, you're traveling alone. And one more thing that I feel super awkward about is like sitting alone at dinner when everybody else is sitting with their lover or family on a table and you're the only one. Like, it's just not the kind of place, like in Austria or whatever, in Japan, there's any other, I'm okay with eating alone, but a place like this, you will stand out so much sitting alone with dinner. This is so embarrassing. So imagine just having someone sitting with you. You're not even gonna have conversation. If you don't need to, you don't need to, right? Just a solo traveling companion. Just there to make you feel less awkward, to make each other feel less awkward. Just joking, but yeah. Yeah, that's just inviting people again. No, not really, because then you're not gonna really socialize much. You're not gonna, do anything together. You're gonna sit very far apart on the beach, or not at all together, not even on the same beach. One's in the pool, one's on the beach. You take your alone time, but then you put sunscreen on each other's backs. No, but I found a solution. Just gotta wear a rash guard thingy. Yeah, just to feel less awkward. I also felt so awkward coming here, like on the seaplane. Yeah, because it was all like couples. And that was a more tight environment. Tiny plane. Like, I wish I could just have dinner in the villa and breakfast in the villa, but it like costs a lot extra to have it as room service. But that would really solve most of my problems regarding traveling alone. Yeah, I should probably keep the rest of my tangents, but been yapping so much already. Just bring the plate with you. No, I can't do that. But I had really good fish and chips yesterday. Was like way better than in England. It was actually so delicious. The fish and chips I had in England before was like shit. But here it was fucking fire. I had a feeling it would be fire. And there's just one thing that I wonder what kind of phenomenon this is, but the fish seemingly tasted insanely delicious, but at the same time it had this weird smell and aftertaste, or maybe it was just a smell and I was sensing it in my mouth too, brain things, and I can't really describe it, but like I don't know, is it foul or so, something's just like wrong smelling, you know what I mean? I wonder if it was if it's just something that fish does sometimes. It didn't have any like fishy smell to it. Something that just it was just I don't know. I was really trying to, like, figure it out to see what I could compare it to. It was so delicious, but at the same time, it had this slight... No, not gamey, nothing like that. Just... ammonia buildup? Was it chemical? Would I call it chemical? Metallic? Not metallic, but certainly it wasn't something that like gives me the scent of food. Felt more like ammonia. What does that smell like? No, it wasn't like spoiled. No. Tangy. Freshly caught. Yeah, it should have been freshly caught. I don't think it was iron-like. Ammonia? Cat pee? It didn't smell like cat pee. But I think something... something foul. Or like clean... Like cleaning supplies. Maybe... Honestly, yeah, chemical. Low-key. Foul / chemical. Even though it was fucking delicious! I don't know what's wrong with it! Like, there's probably nothing wrong with it. I was thinking it's probably just something natural. I don't know. I think it came from the fish fillet, not the batter. But I can't be sure. I still enjoyed it. It was fire. I tried to ignore that side scent. I see. Yeah, maybe ammonia. I would hope it's not soap or Clorox. I saw a fish poop, by the way, while it was swimming, and so it made a cloud behind it. Fascinating. I'm so excited I saw a lionfish. That got me really hyped up. Yeah. I feel like there's like so much more corals here compared to the last resort I went to, but the variety is like less, I think. Except for we never saw sharks or eels. No, eels I saw at the very end of my last trip. But sharks, no. Sharks are like in abundance here. Harpoon time! Alright, saw a lionfish coming back with my harpoon. I didn't see sea urchins. They're invasive here in Florida. It's okay, I'm coming to Florida. And I will kill those lionfish. You need a license for harpooning? Probably, right? So I need to get a diving license and a harpoon license, right? Like, I'm genuinely really considering getting my diving license in Florida. Genuinely. I already messaged Jean. But she was like, I was like, can we get a diving license together? Unless you already have one. And she said she likes free diving, but she doesn't like diving, like, with all the equipment that makes her claustrophobic or so. Well, fuck. Damn it. A license or something in Florida? That seems unlikely. I mean, they just rolling with it. It's easy to get any license in Florida. Ho ho. You don't need any to specifically terminate lionfish. Yeah, but surely to use a harpoon thing, surely nobody would just easily hand me a spare gun Right? I mean, can I just buy one? Do you need a license? Do you have a license for that? Maybe I can buy one off of Amazon or in a fishing shop when I'm in Florida. And then I just go into the water with that? I just go for it. You'd think you need a license. Oh, you don't need one. Okay. Well, let's fucking go. Less money spent on licenses. Me with a fucking spare gun. Oh my God. I don't look like the kind of person to dive into the water and spare gun slash harpoon gun lionfish fun. I showed it to like Radha, and then she was like, "Yeah, I get it. I see why you are interested in it." But yeah, I don't know if I want to, or if I even have time to do it this year in the summer. So fucking busy. But I'm also like really thinking about Bali more and more because I've been seeing so many beautiful like resort villas in the middle of a jungle and stuff and in Bali that are all so creatively designed and probably a lot more affordable. Yeah, but I think it would probably be more humid and more bugs in Bali. A lot more bugs. I really want to go. I need to go to Bali. So I could get my diving license in A2 probably for a pretty decent price, I would assume. Well, I keep on talking about these things. I've been trying to get a diving license or talking about it for 2 years now, probably. You need a saltwater license for spear fishing in Florida. I'm on it. I'm on it, Florida man. Well, I'm not on it, but yeah. I'm gonna get one. Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go now. There might be another space if I'm bored. You know, I'm alone now, so I have time. そろそろ行くね。なんか。あの、これからぼっちなんで、あの、時間はあると思うので、またスペースやると思いますが。Happy Valentine's Day, everybody! You're from Arizona? Well, oh, damn it. But you were legit? Happy Valentine's Day! Hope you saw the new Ego short with Kwasoni. These are really doing well so far. I'm glad. I hope you like them. I'm gonna go about my day now. I'm gonna make my reservation for parasailing now. 今日は、パラセーリングやろうかな。日本語でなんだろう。パラセーリング。そのまま。行こうかな。高いけど、行こうかな。The background really cool. Yeah, I like to keep it simple, but it has a nice contrast. New guy is doing a good job. I was worried about going for someone who I didn't work with before. He's doing a good ではでは、ハッピーバレンタイン。お疲れ様。Thank you guys. Have a nice day. Goodbye. Goodbye. And in German, we say auf Wiedersehen. A little bit more vacation for the Wawa. I'll be back soon. Oh, I gotta play Enfield. Gotta do my dailies. もうちょいケーション楽しみます。バイバイ。 Photo events? Mm-hmm.